And what is Amin?
Trustworthy.
Trustworthy is Amin. Good? Now, what is Amin?
Well, okay, it's not that Amin, they remind me of who, like, because they were one of the names that they are.
Again, you got lost.
Amin.
Aha!
From security.
Security, go on.
Security, safety, faith.
Faith, Iman.
Iman.
Because that strange fellow who could appear within you is Iman, is the faith. Faith is a very strange thing. Do not forget, this fellow believes, understands only the logic. We are opening the gate towards our universe. Here, somebody will come to you who is Amin and Sadiq, means faith and set, which is
faith and what?
Honesty.
Okay,
okay. Honesty. But Sadr is more than honesty.
Sadr is chest.
No, Sadr is
chest. Oh, Sadr.
Sadr.
Like a Siddiq.
Okay.
Oh, Siddiq.
Siddiq means the honest fellow.
Right.
What about Musaddiq?
Believer. Musaddiq, someone who believes.
What about Tasdiq?
Tasdiq.
Aha. Even in Arab word, the driving license is Tasdiq. The document you have, something documented.
Authorized.
Approved. Is Tasdiq. So Sadiq is the one who is authorized, because that fellow which is coming to you is authorized to come to you, because it's a messenger somehow. It carries a message. It doesn't have a personality. It's that complicated. Then, yes.
He also translates here old man.
Yes, Pir has both meanings and in translation, yes, sometimes he would write it old man. I think normally he does, because that's the only thing could be written. What else could be put it except putting the Pir? But I use Pir because I believe here everybody knows what Pir is. Is there anyone who doesn't know what Pir means? The master, the sheikh, the guru.
Okay.
The word is Pir.
Okay. Thank you.
Now something amazing happens here. Okay, the promise goes on that he has the remedy and temperament beholds the mighty God. Doesn't do, you will understand that here. He's playing with the word in a very bizarre way. First of all, he's Seher. Seher is magic, is voodoo, is all that stuff. And is a relative action. Normally, it's referring to thing. But mutlaq is something. First of all, the meaning of mutlaq is absolute. And you know, absolute refers to something out of existence, because here, whatever it is relative. And sihr mutlaq will be the absolute magic. His remedy is the absolute magic. Not, he will use it to you. The order is, see the absolute magic in his remedy. Or seek the absolute magic in his remedy. You see, the
which
proper
word the word, which word does the seek?
Bebin, no, see. Bebin, didan, to see. Because didan and bebin, in Farsi is tricky. For us it's very important, because we use the word Danesh for knowledge, quote unquote, scientific knowledge, and Binesh, right? Whatever our hikmah is Binesh to us, because it's the way you look at it, or your point of view. All of that is in that word bebin, which is repeated twice. See or seek the absolute magic in his remedy and the power of Hak in his way of melting with you.
Mezaj.
Yes. Now you say what Mezaj is. Yeah, I make
what
this time I made it difficult for you.
Mezaj. Well, the root is Mezaja, is to mix. But it also means harmony, or like Mezaj is taste, something like mood, or...
Now you're confused? Good, I'll help you. Mezaj, in all the Arab languages, first refers to your stage of health. When somebody is asking, how do you do, are you healthy? Or you say, how is your Mezaj?
It's mental.
And then, it goes, mental is intellectually used for the mental. But the root of the word is to melt in, to...
Blend? Blend?
To blend, yes. Mamzuj is blend. To blend. And he will say, in his blend, see the power of Hak. And remember, Hak, not God. Because we have different words and we talk about it differently. Hak is the word. Hak is a difficult word. We come back to it again and again, don't worry. I express it with 9 different English words, you remember.
I just wanted to hear it clearly. Sometimes I don't hear. You said before mutlak.
Yeah, mutlak. Then that promised time arrived, and it happened to be the day. This is playing with the word, because to us, the day is when the bright sun is out, everything is clear, and day is the yin, if the night is yang. So it's darkness and light. And Vadagav means the point that we promised you, the promised time actually, the original word in Persian language is, the promised time or place, when it arrived and the day was there, the sun started from east to burn the stars. A poetic way describing the sunrise, maybe. Maybe. But deep down, later we'll realize what star means. When Rumi talks about absorbing the light, we say, of course it's good to absorb the light from sun, but I don't know if you're capable of that. You could absorb the light from the stars, which are around the moon, because the moon is the prophet, and the stars are the close people around him. Somewhere else you will say, we'll talk about Muhammad and the couple of people around him, and Muhammad will say, I'm like a moon, these are like stars. Then we could imagine that from east, when the sun rises, will burn the stars, because Rumi will explain later to you that they are there, but they don't shine when the sun is shining. When the truth is out, you don't need little information.